Okay, Wednesday night, Maseches Ksubos. Yeah, I want to give a recap. I want to go further and a little deeper and a little further. The world is not simple and Torah is not simple. What do I mean? Let's say, take a person, right? So it's really multi-layered. I'm a person, right? And probably what comes next is that I'm Jewish, right? And then, so let's just take those two layers, and then I'm a male. Let's say that second. I'm a person, I'm male, and I'm Jewish, right? Now, that's three distinct identities, right? But I'm a person that's a male, and I'm a person and a male that's Jewish, right? But I'm also a male and Jewish as an identity. What do I mean? Let's say there's a mitzvah for me to put on tefillin. And tefillin is only to men who are Jewish. So you can clarify hakira. So it could be one way, it could be another way. And you always really have to define how it is. Let's assume we would all agree, I think just in Svara, that the mitzvah of tefillin, or all mitzvahs, it's not chal on a person who is Jewish, but it's chal on the Jewishness of a person. It's said to a Jew. You understand the chilek? It's not said to a person who's Jewish, right? That's part of the Torah was only said to Jews. It's mistavra to me. I think it's logic to me. It's logical that the mitzvahs of the Torah were not, the chiyuv is not on a person who's Jewish. You know, it's not on the person, on the level where I'm the same as a guy, but it's only said to a person who is Jewish. But it's said to the Jew. It's said to a Jew. It's not said to a person who's Jewish. Mitzvah sachal to a Jew. Mashenk ain't tefillin. It's talking about mitzvah seishas man grama. To me, it's poshet and svara that Hashem didn't give the mitzvah of tefillin to men. He gave them to the Jew who's a man. But the it's not that the mitzvah is a male mitzvah. See, mitzvahs are Jewish. They're to Jews. It's not the people who are Jewish. But to me in Svara, just in pure Svara, mitzvah seishas man grama, it's not a man mitzvah. It's not like the mitzvah of tefillin is on men. No, the mitzvah of tefillin is to the Jewish people. Like all mitzvahs, it's to Jews. But it's only said to Jews who are men. So you really can always, you always have to examine, like I said, I'm a man and I'm a male and I'm a Jew. And I'm a human being, right?
Right, but the example that sort of what I'm hearing, I'm looking at it, if you will, from a programming perspective, and that is, In one sense, you're saying that man is a subcategory of a Jew, and another...
Not a subcategory of a Jew. I don't know what subcategory
well, because
a
you're
Jew
saying
is a subcategory of a man. Well, no, okay, let's talk about a human being and a Jew. A Jew is a subcategory of a human being.
Okay.
I think the next step is male or female, I would say. There's a person, a human being, mm-hmm. male, female,
right,
and then Jew.
Right, but if you... For the example with the phone, you know, if you're saying it's given to a Jew, you're saying down here, but it's got to be male, and then you're going up the ladder as opposed to going down the ladder.
Okay, but
talking about Svara.
I really want that you should understand the two possibilities. It could be the maleness is what's chayiv in tefillin. It's possible. I don't think it is that way. I think it's the Jewishness that's chayiv in tefillin, but it's only said to a Jew who's a male. So what? This the ramification is what we talked about yesterday. I tainted that the din of chilulin hu oisav ein oisav mamzerin is saying that the isurei kahuna, like you're not allowed to marry a kohen, you're not allowed to marry a grusha, or a kohen gadol is not allowed to marry an almona. That's most isurei bia, let's say, the relatives. So that's said on the male-female level. Like this union is inappropriate, wrong, undesirable. It's an Aveira, but it's on the male-female level. as man and wife. That's what we said. The ultimately the svara, the link between each tfisas kiddushin and mamzerus, is that you say this woman, it's an inappropriate union. Right? They're not the zocher and the keva that the Torah was talking about in Bereishis, and that's why the product of that union, it's a mamzer. It's like kilayim. It's not right. It's not a normal person. Even though it's not his fault, but it's like there's something wrong with him. He's the product. Mamzer's like kilayim. There's something wrong. There's a crossbreed. This is not the hookup. So it's chal on the zocher and the keva level. Chilulin u'oisav ein oisav mamzerim. I said yesterday, the omek of the drosha, because I said, first of all, I have three kashas. First of all, it's not an extra pasuk. It's not a ribui. The pasuk says lo yachalel. Like, where does it come from, the limud of chilulin u'oisav ein oisav mamzerim? It's not an extra pasuk. What? Where does that, what do you mean it's an extra lav?
A tamura.
What do you mean it's an extra lav?
It's an extra lav.
Oh, okay, so it wasn't the way. Okay, so that question is answered. Then I had another question. The Gemara in Tamura asks, that the Yovid Loi Mahani, it shouldn't work. Yeah?
Yeah.
So the Gemara answers, but you see there's no mamzeris. Right? That's the Gemara's Teretz. Why you look puzzled. That's the Gemara's Teretz. The Kasha was Kiddushin shouldn't be Typhus. If the Yovid Loi Mahani.
And
there's a Beferish of Mishnah and Braisa that Kiddushin is Typhus. So it's a Kasha on the Mandiomer Yovid Loi Mahani. Kalmokav Sheyesh Kiddushin Vein Aveira Kagain Almona Lekayin Gadol. It's a Beferish of Mishnah that Kiddushin Stoifus and Almona Lekayin Gadol. I Yovid Loi Mahani, it says Lo Yikath. So the Gemara's Teretz is...
Well, what was the Kasha then? That should make Mamzerim.
No.
Yovid Loi Mahani.
So Kiddushin shouldn't be Toface.
And Rashi says there'll be Mamzerim.
That's the what you see in the Gemara's Teretz. That'll be Mamela. Right? There's no Tfizis Kiddushin. There'll be Mamzerim. And that's the Gemara's Teretz. Rashi, and not Mamzerim. So that's like a pasuk that Kiddushin is Toifus. That's the Teretz. Right, that's the Teretz of the Gemara. Al Matatzi Kiddushin. That's exactly what I'm saying. Right.
Okay.
That's the Gemara.
Okay.
My question is, why is that a Teretz? If Kiddushin is not Toifus because of a technical breakdown called the Yovid Loi Mahani, that shouldn't produce. So that has nothing to do with mamzerus. So telling me they're not mamzerim doesn't tell me that kiddushin is typhus because of the Yovid Loi Mahani. That's my question.
Whoa.
When kiddushin is not typhus because of the zocher and the keva breakdown, so you tell me the product of the union is mamzerus. But when the kiddushin is not typhus, let's say a guy's makadish and isha, he doesn't have edim. So kiddushin is not typhus. There's no edim. So if he's boy law, the kid's mamzerim. So Yovid Loi Mahani is just a technical breakdown.
But that's what Kovitzar
okay,
said.
You're not bothered by the question.
No, the question forces you to change your original statement, not the Gemara.
Again,
the Gemara says what it says.
I know. Listen, I'm saying the Gemara is fair. I'm asking a question.
But if you can move one thing or the other, what are you going to move?
Do you know,
our svara or the Gemara?
No. I'm trying to prove a point
from
the Gemara. I think a person learning the Gemara should be bothered by the Yovid Loi Mahani is a technical breakdown. There's a din Yovid Loi Mahani. The Torah says don't do it, and you do it, so it's not chal. Hashem doesn't want it to be chal. So if Hashem doesn't want it to be chal, that type of Tfisas Kiddushin should not produce mamzerus.
And that's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan brings to one side of the Hakira. He brings exactly that point. That's where it was his kasha. To one side it was Hakira. Says that's a raya for one side of the Hakira. That it's not telling you on Erva.
Right.
Okay. I'm just saying that's okay.
The third question is Tosfos's question. Well, now the second question. It's Tosfos's question. That according to Yeshua, the two are not linked. So then he has no teretz to the Gemara's kasha. So what's the teretz to the kasha? According to Bishua, the Gemara has no teretz.
Over in this Gemara, it has a teretz.
Tosfos says, but according to Bishua, they're not linked. According to Bishua, right, you could very well not have mamzerus, and still kiddushin is not tofes. So that breaks up the Gemara's teretz. That's right. So I'm suggesting as an answer that if the omek of the limud chilulin u'aisu v'en u'aisu mamzerin is saying that you don't have, that's kufa the teretz, that you don't have a zocher and a keva problem here. You have a chilul kahuna problem. It's like saying a kohen is not allowed to touch a mace, not allowed to become tamei mace. He's machalal his kahuna. That we understand logically, that that mitzvah is not said to the person who's a kohen. Now this person is not allowed to become a tamei mace. The kedushas kahuna is not allowed to be violated with tumas mace. It's not to the person who's a kohen. It's to the kohen. The iser is that his kahuna kite, his inasmuch that he's a kohen, so his kahuna should not be violated, desecrated by tumas mace. It's not that the person who's a kohen is not allowed to be metamei lemace. Every other person, even though they're people, could be metamei lemace. But the person who's a kohen is not allowed to be metamei lemace. Not logical. The iser is that the kahuna, it's on the kahuna shebo, not on the person shebo. So I think the pshat in chilulin u'aisav ein oisam amzerim is more than just a drasha. It's saying that the iser not to marry a grusha, not to marry an almona to a kohen gadol, is not on the zocher nekeva level. It's not that this zocher and this nekeva can't hook up, but it's that it's right there. It's a chilul kahuna, chilulin u'aisa, ve'in osam amzerim. His kahuna can't be violated. It's a violation of his kahuna. It's a chilul of his kedusha. The mela, that's what the Gemara is saying. So that's why it has nothing to do with mamzerus. So enachanami. So in other words, so that's why. Oh, so then it won't create itfisas kedushin. You won't say yobed loy mahani. If the Torah says the zohar and the keva can't hook up, so you would say yobed loy mahani. It's not chal. The kedushin is not chal. The Torah said don't get married. But if all the Torah means is that it's a hechitimtza of violation of kedushas kahuna, so there you wouldn't say yobed loy mahani. Because the Torah is not saying, like so to speak, don't get married on the zocher and the keva level. It's saying don't get married like it would say, I'll give you another example. Wait. I'll give you another example. It's also for a man to be with his wife who's a neder. I think everybody understands that that's not an iser bia on the zocher and the keva level. That iser is not an iser on a lady who is a neder. It can't be boil and either, like you can't eat chazer, like you can't eat food, right? It's not chal on the keva sheba, that when a woman's a nida, the woman kite becomes an usher dick a woman. No, it's not like, it's you're not allowed to be boil and either, it's like you're not allowed to eat tray for food, so you're not allowed to be boil the nidus. It's like that's what's usher. The nidus sheba is tumah. It's grabbed a called tumah, right? The Torah calls it tumah. It's also so you can't link up with that with the chazer. Chazer, I'm not sure. Is it also to eat meat that's chazer, or is it also to eat chazer? To me, it's more mustaver. It's also to eat chazer, not it's also to eat meat which is chazer. Just swear. I don't know which it is. I'll admit. I don't know which it is.
You could. You can in the Tito Bo, right?
What?
Isn't it more that they'll somehow they'll have
Tito Bo?
I can't
remember
the Gemara. That's Mutter
lost
in Lobo.
So what? I don't know what that proves.
Okay, no, that was one that disappeared. Sorry, I don't remember that. Sorry.
You can really ask.
Are you saying there's no issue really on the woman?
It's on her characteristics.
It's not on the zocher and the keva level.
Right, but I'm saying
it's on the woman as a almona. It's on the almona.
Is there an issue on the woman? I'm saying the issue is for him to marry. marry her. Is there an issur on her to marry him?
Yes.
Wouldn't that show that it's a self
people? No.
Because it's also on her. It's not telling them,
no,
don't eat the...
I want
to
ask you a
question.
I want to ask you a question. Is there an erva called brother?
What? Sorry.
Is there an erva called brother? No, no such erva. The erva is a sister, not a brother. So why is she Iver? There's no issur on him not to be nivel. The Teretz is Arias is different. Arias is tricky. We're not going into that now. She's participating in a bia of a sister. She's a participant. The Torah, you learn it out from a pasuk. It says Lashon Rabbim, v'nichrasu hanafashos sa'osos. No, the Torah always talks about Arayas from the perspective of the man, right? Lo yikachi, lo yikachi choso. The erev is a choso. So what is she doing wrong? Do anything wrong? She was nivel to a brother. A brother's not an erva. So you learn that from a pasuk. Menichas v'nefashos sa'osos shnehem b'mashma. That's all it says in the Gemara. It's rather cryptic Gemara. So I think the gather is that she's participating in a bias achosa. The chetza de isura is bias achosa, and she's participating in that. He's participating in that in the way he participates. And she's participating in it the way she participates.
She has to participate now.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, getting back to this, like Chazer, I think, brings out the point. Chazer's meat. It's meat that is Chazer. And it's Chazer. That's what it was. So I happen to think it's don't eat Chazer. Not don't eat meat, which is Chazer. But I don't have any rice. But here, I think that's the Omek of Chilulun Uwais of Enoisim Amzeirim. So it answers Toysus Kasha like Rabbi Yeshua. Because in effect, the Gemara is saying that Iovad Loi Mahani wouldn't apply here. Because the Torah is not really saying that this Zohar and the Keva shouldn't hook up. Then you would say Iovad Loi Mahani. This Zohar and the Keva shouldn't hook up. It's not saying that. It's saying the Kohen shouldn't be mechalel his kahuna, chilulun who always said. It's a chil of his kahuna for him to marry such a woman. He can't marry an almana. Why is she over? I'm saying because she's participated in a chil kahuna.
Can I ask if I understand the Rav? I think I understand. The Rav wants to say, in other words, that he says, Iyadu mahani, the havamin was with his imams. It comes along the pasuk, says no. So normally you'd learn it that it's like just the pasuk is an exception. And Rav wants to say, no, the pasuk's not an exception. The pasuk is Megala, the like Emes Adavar, so the Havamini no longer exists.
Yeah, I'm saying, according to the Teretz of the Gemara, is also directly, it's not just the link. That's how I want to answer Tosfos Kasha. If it was just the link, then according to Meshuggah, there is no link. Saying the Gemara's Teretz, understood this way, is also a direct Teretz that Iovad Loi Mahani is inappropriate here. You would not say Iovad Loi Mahani, because the Torah is not saying that this Zohar and a Keva are not fit for each other, because the Isser is not on the woman who's an Almona.
But not just because of the Pasuk, not just because it exists.
The Pasuk is like being Megala there. Yeah,
that's the Kiddush. Huh?
This is why the Moshul Bainida, that's why you find Kiddushin's Typhus and Anida, even though it's chorus, so good, it's a pasuk. But the Hagdara is because it's not on the Zohar and the Keva level. So there's no real, it's like, don't eat chalev. Right? Don't eat chalev. So you see, it's still called Ochel. It's not chal on the, that's the pshat in the Gemara, by the way. That's really the Omek of the Gemara that says that Ma'achol and Masurim still have a shame Ochel. Right, the Gemara in Shavuos. If a person makes a Shavua that he won't eat, so it's Chal on Dvarim Asurim also. You don't say they're not called Michael, they're like Ofar. Right, that's the Gemara in Shavuos. The Omek of that is that the Isser is not Chal on the food level. It's Chal on the Chalev level. It's not Chal on food, which is Chalev. It's Chal on Chalev, don't eat Chalev. Not don't eat food, which is Chalev. Okay. That's all. And I think that's the... I'm not 100% sure, but I think that's the Omek of Eino Shova Bakol. It's Eino Shova Bakol because it's said to the to Kohanim, not to a person who is a Kohen. But if it would be said to a person who is a Kohen, I'm not so sure it would be called Eino Shova Bakol. Maybe, yeah. It's said to the person who is a Kohen. So it's said... I'm not sure that... Like, so it's circumstantial, you know. You don't call Shabbos Eino Shova Bakol because it's only on Shabbos, not during the week. That's the circumstances of the din. So the circumstances is that he's a Kohen. But if it's not just the circumstances, but the Etzah Mitzvah is don't be Mechal Yer Kahuna. So that's Eino Shova Bakol. It's only appropriate to a Kohen. So it's not to the Jew. It's not even to the Jew. It's not to the person. It's not to the Jew who is a Kohen. It's to the Kohen. So that's Eino Shova Bakol. To me, it's more clearer, more sharper than it's Eino Shova Bakol. Okay. You have L'moshel L'machlokes Rishonim. Depends on the Girsa. If Nazirus is called Eino Shova Bakol, the Yisurei Nazirus. I thought it's also totally of this. Because if it's to the person who is a Nazir, so since anybody can become a Nazir, but if it's to the Nazir, then you say, well, like, oh, it's like this is a different kind of mitzvah. It's not set to people, it's set to the Nazir. Okay. I'm going to go weiter. See, that's for sure. Oh, I'm also a Gadol. I'm a person, I'm a male, I'm a Gadol, and I'm a Jew. That's Poshut, I think. We would say it's total logic that the mitzvahs were not given to Gadolim, even though it's only given to Gadolim, but it's given to Jews who are Gadolim. But it's not, the mitzvah is not given to a Gadol, it's given to a Katan also. It's not given on that level. It doesn't address the Gadol Katan level. It's given to Jews. A Kohen's also a Jew. It's given to a Jew who is a Gadol, because only a Gadol can be mitzvah. But the Etzah Mitzvah is relevant and appropriate. A Kohen also is tefillin. It's also tefillin to a Kohen. He's not mechuyev to... But the Etzah Mitzvah is not to a Gadol.
It's a lady which produces a goof. I see that. That's the Etzah. That's where it all starts.
Okay.
It's a goof. Then you can go from there, however you want to go.
Good.
I don't mean to get mystical, but start from the level of the high Sinai.
Yeah, but you always have to know to which level the mitzvah addresses. Or even Malacha on Shabbos. You see, it's called Chilul Shabbos. So it's also, the Isser is not on the day which is Shabbos. It's the Isser is not to do Malacha on Shabbos. That's the quality, call it, of Chilul Shabbos, that the Isser is that you Mechal Shabbos. It's not today I can't do Malacha like Sunday, you know, Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, and don't do Malacha on the day which is Shabbos. It's don't do Malacha on Shabbos. It's Chilul Shabbos. You mean Mechal El Shabbos. Don't do Malacha. It's the Shabbos which is the subject of the Isser. It's not the day. That's why the Gemara considers it a big chiddush. The Gemara in Zvachim, those learning that family will get up to it in a few months. It talks about Tadir u'Mekudesh, which comes first. So the Gemara wants to say that it talks about the Karban Tamid and the Karban Musaf. So the Gemara says that the Karban, it's not that the Karban Tamid, the Gemara and the Habamim thought the Karban Tamid is not like, it doesn't have that special kedusha. It's just that it's tadir. And the musaf is kadosh. So the Gemara says, Shabbos, otu Shabbos, musafin kamakachi. To me, the gamkem kamakachi. In other words, the Gemara thought that the tamid is on the day. On every day, you bring a tamid. And the musaf is on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, you have to know what the Gemara's teretz is, that Shabbos permeates the day also. because the day becomes kadosh. It's not like there's a level of day and a level of Shabbos, but it permeates the day.
So the Tamid also has kedusha.
The day has kedusha, so the Mele of the Tamid is also kadosh. That's the Gemara's parents.
The day only has kedusha because of Shabbos. It had its own kedusha.
It's like when I'm makdish a pencil. Let's say I'm makdish a pencil. So the hekdish is chal on the pencil shebo, like as if to say, like it's not a pencil anymore. It's hekdish. It's a hekdish pencil. It's not like it's a regular pencil that happens to be kadosh. Okay, think about it. Okay. Okay. The remaining time, I want to. The Gemara, we're going to go backwards a little tomorrow, Hashem. But now I just want to talk about, the Gemara mentions Lav Abba Mechal Asay, right? I mean, the word doesn't mention it, but we all know there's such a thing called Lav Abba Mechal Asay. I want to explain, the Lav Abba Mechal Asay, like a Bula L'Kayin Gavu, or a Mitzri Sheni, right? So I want to explain each word in the sentence. What do you mean? And it says, Lav Abba Mechal Asay is an Asay. So really, the sentence has no meaning. What's a lav? What's an asay? What do you mean it's an asay? It's not an asay, it's a lav. Right? Lav abo mechal asay is an asay. So, what?
Hybrid.
What do you mean it's a hybrid? So I want to explain the hybrid kite. I want to explain what it means. The Torah says, let's say, you can marry a Mitzri Shlishi. Not let's say, it does. You can marry a Mitzri Shlishi. Now, so what's wrong if you marry a Mitzri Sheni? So we had, Lamashal, the Torah says you should shecht an animal before you eat it. That's not a Lav Abba Mechal Asay. The Torah does not mean, even though there's no mitzvah to shecht, not a mitzvah to shecht. We saw it's a heksher. There's some mitzvahs that are a heksher. Like, make sure, this is something you have to do before you eat the animal. It's not a mitzvah per se, no mitzvah to shecht, no mitzvah to give a get. The mitzvah is, it's called a heksher.
Maybe to get married.
Getting married is the same thing we said, there's no mitzvah to get married. There's no mitzvah to get married. The mitzvah is peruvu. But when the Rambam counts marriage as a mitzvah, it's in the sense that he counts shechit as a mitzvah. Or that he counts a get as a mitzvah. That it's a heksher. You want to divorce your wife, this is the way you're supposed to do it. Now, the Rambam doesn't, the Rambam, the Gemara, you could look at it as a lav abba mechal asay. The Torah is saying give a get, and it means to imply don't get rid of your wife without a get. Or shech the animal and eat it. So, don't eat it without you. So, a lav abba mechal asay. Yeah, but we don't say it's a lav abba mechal asay. We say it's a regular asay, but it's a hechsher. Or you could say marry a Mitzri Shlishi. You could look at it like, if you're marrying a Mitzri, like I decided to marry a Mitzri. So the hechsher is, make sure he's a Shlishi. It's not like that.
What's the pasuk? I'm sorry. My mitzvah.
Dor shlishi yovel ha-mekal Hashem. There's a lav. No. Mitzvah. It says dor shlishi yovel ha-mekal Hashem. That's the law. Lotus ha-ev mitzri ki yachichahu. Dor shlishi yovel ha-mekal Hashem. The lav is lotus ha-ev mitzri. Don't be merachik the mitzri. Dor shlishi yovel ha-mekal Hashem. So dor rishon and dor sheni is asur, because it's a lav abba mechal asay. I just want to explain that sentence before we stop for the day. Because the sentence is lav abba mechal asay is an asay. So, what does that mean? What does the sentence mean? So the word lav in the sentence means, like we said in the beginning of the Zman, it's an undesired, you know, It's an undesirable state. The Torah is making an iser. There's something that's undesirable. The Torah is not, it's not like Shechita. It's not saying like third generation Mitzri is good. Or, so you say, well, of course not. That's stupid. Why is third generation Mitzri good? No. It's not stupid. It might be a Hechsher Mitzvah. Like a get. A get is not a Mitzvah to be Megarish your wife. But in the context of it being, this is the way you Megarish your wife. So you could say, this is the way you marry a Mitzri. Like the Hechsher to marrying a Mitzri is making sure she's a Shlishi. But it's not like that. No, that's the first sentence says, it's a lav, it's not an asay. It's an iser. The Torah is presenting us with an undesirable state, not with a desirable state. It's a lav. We know it's a lav. We have a Masorah that it's a lav. A get is not a lav. That the Torah is not, in a roundabout way, telling us, don't get rid of your wife without a get. Right? It's not. It's a positive mitzvah to be Megarisha. I have got a positive mitzvah, so it's what's called a Hechsher. That's also called a mitzvah saseh. This is the way to be Megarish your wife. But it's an asay, it's not a lot. So the first word of the sentence, la babo mechal asay asay, is koveya, establishes that it's a lot. It's not a mitzvah saseh in the Hechsher mode, but it's a lot. The Torah is presenting us with an iser, with something that's evil, wrong, undesirable, bad. Now, the Torah communicates to us in many different ways. Sometimes the Torah says something explicitly. Don't marry a Mitzri Sheni. Would be explicit. Sometimes the Torah, for reasons of its own, implies something. It's called an implication. So, Haba Bechal Asay means it's implied by a positive statement. Very literally. It's not stated. It's not stated. The Torah, it's an iser, but the Torah never says the words, don't do it. Like your mother doesn't say, don't cross the street alone. She'll say, only cross the street with someone. So she's not telling you to cross the street with someone. Or if it would be a hechsher, she'd say, when you cross the street, this is how you do it, with someone. That would be like get, like shechita, like kiddushin. Or it could be she read these psychology books. She read a lot of parenting books. And in the parenting books it says, never tell your child no. He's going to become like, he's going to grow up. He's going to, who knows what's going to be with him. He's going to go off to Derek. You tell him no. So she said, I got to tell my child not to cross the street himself. But I'm not allowed to tell him no. Oh, so I'll say, oh, cross the street only with someone. So that's a lava b'machal asay. For reasons of its own, the Torah does not want to say it explicitly. So it's a lav. The first word in the sentence says that we know, maybe b'kabbalah, maybe logically, we know that it's an iser. We're not dealing with a mitzvah, an asay. How could you have such a havamina? It's a pretty weird kind of asay, because it might be a hechsher along the lines of gittin, kiddushin, shechita. So it's not that. We're being presented with a lav. Asur. Haba b'chal asay. It's implied. It's not stated. It's not explicit. It's implicit. Okay? Then the last word is an asay, meaning it only has the intensity of, it doesn't mean it's an asay. It means it only has different lavim have different intensities. We saw this chayve misas bezdin, this chayve kores, this chayve malchus. A lav abo b'chal asay is less usur. Whatever less usur means, we explained that yesterday and earlier in this man. What does it mean less usur? You're still violating Hashem's will. So we explained there's things that are more rachok mi Hashem. And there's things that are less rachok mi Hashem.
Does one have to give up all of one's money if it's a lav?
Very good question. I don't know the answer. I could see that not, even though it's an iser. But the sentence lav abo mechal asay asay means, of course it's a lav, meaning it's an iser. It is an iser. but it's only an implied, it's implicit, not explicit. Torah didn't say you can't cross the street alone. The Torah said, cross the street with someone. We know in Svara that it didn't mean to say, when you're crossing the street, this is how you should do it. Right? That would make it like shechita, like get. So it meant to imply you can't cross the street yourself. And when the Torah, in the Torah, it's very important. In the Torah, the medium is the message. You heard that sentence? That's like a, the Torah said that. No, Moshe Rabbeinu said it. The medium is the message. That's why the Rambam calls anything learned out from the Yud Gimel Midos. You know the Rambam calls Midrabanon? Because the Torah didn't say it to us explicitly. How the Torah imparts information to us, he calls it Drabbanon. He calls it Drabbanon in many places. He calls Kiddush Kesef Drabbanon. It's a famous Rambam. It's a Rambam thing. It's certainly Medea Raisa. Again, how the Torah, you see, Einon Shimon Adin. How the Torah imparts information is a very important part of the mahus of the thing. It's not just the Korah could have delivered a telegram, and it could have written it in the Torah, and it could have sent it by email, and it could have given us one of the Yud Gimel Midos, Shatorah Nedrashos Behen. How it tells us why that's so is not for now. It's a whole discussion in itself. But you see clearly that how the Torah imparts information to us is part of the mahus, because it's the Dvar Hashem. So how Hashem, if Hashem says it to us, that's like the highest level. Hashem said it to us. Actually, it's a higher level as if he wrote it to us, because then it's part of Torah. It's like it's part of Torah. Sometimes he just told it to us, like Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. Sometimes he only told it to us through the Yud Gimel Midos. So that's on another level. And sometimes he just implied it. He didn't say it at all. So that's on a different level. But if everything is just a hechitimsa to find it out, what would be the difference? And a lava above Mechala say would be the same as a lav. What's the difference? How Hashem chose to tell it to us. And really, and why should he choose different ways of telling it to us? Because he got bored. Because the medium is the message. I'll leave you with that thought.